the loss of the basketball with a turnover. So they quickly said, okay, you got possession of the ball, call timeout. And Coles takes a quick timeout.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Well, that was a quick beginning of the half and a quick timeout. The cheerleader just took a spill as they were out here for the full timeout. And with 19:43 left here in the second half in the game, Flying Dutchman have a 39-29 lead.
She was lucky she wasn't that one on the catapult one.
Oh, that would have been a nasty spill, Ron. I don't know. I don't like hardwood floors and falling on them. That's not my game. Granted, taking a spill on the cement out on shoveling isn't my name of the game either. I did that last week, and that didn't feel too good. Black ice is not fun.
Hope College City is always doing a good job here at the ball games at the DeVos, and they enjoy themselves. They have that big smile on their face. We haven't got the attendance, but I'm looking for close to a full house on this one. Comets have the basketball underneath their own basket. Little bounce pass to Union. His shot, partially blocked by Gardner, puts it back up and in. Alley had to take two attempts at it, but he finally got it. 39-31. Pope up by eight. Gardner on the left side to Edson. Down low to Grant, and Grant works his way in, gets a shot up. But the ball's knocked away, and it's going to stay with the Flying Dutchman. They will not get more time on the shot clock because I didn't have a shot that hit the rim. Gardner with the basketball on the outside. Looks for Neal as he cuts through. To Edson in the corner, puts it up. Has a side of the iron out there. Bounces out to Union. Union tries to get away from Edson, and Edson reached in. And it's going to get the foul. So the Comets will go to the line. Nope. Said the foul took place before the shot. So Woodson will inbound it underneath. Gets it to Crum. Crum on the outside to Union. Union works Gardner. Takes him down low. Puts it up. Got it. 39-33. The Comets edge to within six. And Aaron Dock over to Neal. Back out in front to Gardner. Gardner over to Edson. Edson at the left wing. Alley-oops it to Vanarendonk. Vanarendonk works his way inside. Gets it back to Gardner. He fires away. No good. Rebound comes to the Comets. So Comets starting to rebound better. Getting rebound position is a big key. And again, it's Union taking Gardner to the hole. Couldn't get him there. And a big three-pointer from the outside by R.J. Hobbs. 39-36. Comets cutting into Hope's 10-point lead. 18 left in the ball game. Edson out front to Gardner. Gardner, right wing in the corner. Edson, same spot off the far edge of the rim, but picked up by V.A. and put back in. So Van Arendonk getting his first bucket of the ball game. 41-36. Hope with the lead. Union to the right wing. Underneath, open man. Bonetta got an easy two. 41-38. Gardner with the basketball. Gets a screen from Stivey. Takes it all the way up and in. And the whistle blows and a timeout called by the Flying Dutchman as Hope takes the timeout. With 17:18 left, 43-38, Hope on top.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. The Comets going on a 9-4 run to start the second half. And the Flying Dutchman, hopefully with that basket by Ben Gardner, can stem the emotion that has gone into this second half for Olivet. They made the necessary adjustments at halftime and have come out and pretty much gone after Ben Gardner with Jordan Union driving the lane and Gardner having all kinds of issues guarding him by himself.
Union is quicker than what Gardner is, and he's able to take him hard to the line. He's a little bit taller as well, but they're both about the same size, so that doesn't make the difference, but it's the quickness that makes the difference.
Yeah, the Flying Dutchman are going to have somebody slide over and help Gardner and whenever Union decides to drive the lane because he's getting to the basket by beating Gardner off the dribble. So hopefully the Flying Dutchman have made some adjustments here. Coach Neal's seen something he didn't like after that basket and getting a quick timeout called. And the Comets will have the ball at half court, or they'll get it at the other side of the court.
Union with the basketball. On the weave out there to Crum. Back to Union, right wing. Union wants him to move. Tried to take baseline, no good. Shot taken on the outside by Crum. Rebound comes to Edson. Gardner, 3-on-2 break. Left side to Neal. His shot, no good. Partially blocked that time. Picked up by the Comets, back the other direction. Crum at the right wing. Doesn't take the shot. Around the left side, all the way down. Stivey, turnaround, pass underneath. And a bucket underneath by R.J. Haas. Set up Haas very well underneath, 43-40. Hope's lead cut to three. Edson at the left wing. Out front to Gardner. Gardner looks low, can't get it there. Takes it on the right side. Out front to Edson. Alley-oops at Ben Arendon. And he puts it up and in. Think it's going to count out here. He indicates that it does, and a foul's going to go against number 20, Vondetta, and that's his third.
VA had a very quiet first half, not getting in the scoring column or grabbing a single rebound. He already has 4 points and one rebound here in the second half.
And he'll be at the line for the Flying Dutchman for a chance of a three-point play, and has it. 46-40. As the whistle blows and...
Seems to be some kind of issue with the floor.
They had their huddle over there, and they probably spilled some water on the floor, and they're trying to see if it's slippery there or not. Comets with the basketball. Jordan Union for the Comets. Hope stays with their man-to-man on the outside to Vondetta. Around the horn they go to Union. Union into the paint. Back out in front. Ewing with a quick fake, doesn't put the shot up. To Vondetta, back to Union. Ewing on the drive, his shot no good, rebound Gardner. Gardner pushes it up, got the numbers, fires it behind him, and the ball is stolen. But a foul as Edson tries to steal it back.
A smart foul by Alex Edson there. That prevented a 2-on-1 break.
Gardner, a neat pass out there. He threw it behind him, but you can't see very well behind you. And he knew where the guy was, but there was a defender there as well. Union around the edge on the right side. Through the hole, puts it up, puts it in, and Gardner hits the foul. On one-on-one out there, Gardner cannot handle Jordan Union this afternoon. And Union will be at the line. He misses the layup shot. Union with 12 points for the Comets. Back out in front to Gardner. And we got a hold underneath, away from the basketball. And it's going to go against number 30, Eric Ewing.
And that will be his third foul, or excuse me, that'll be his second.
Inbound pass to Gardner in the corner. Drives the lane, puts a nice little easy left-handed shot up off the window and in. 16 for Gardner. Out front they go to Logan. Back to Union. Union just takes his time. Works his way around the edge. Goes up on top. Right wing to Vondetta. Underneath. Fake Logan. His shot is good. Kenny Logan, little hook shot underneath. He's a freshman. 6'6", 195 pounds. 48-40, Hope with the lead. Neal over to Edson. Edson underneath. Reverse layup, yes. 50-44, Hope. 14-40 left. Jordan Union, one-on-one with Gardner. Just dribbles on the outside slowly. Waits for people to clear out of the middle and then tries to work one-on-one with Gardner. Logan at the left side. Back out to Crum. Crum against Stivey. Can't get around him. Stivey's arms are too long. Into the corner. Three-pointer from the corner. Way short. Logan picked up by Ewing and put back in. 50-46. Hope's lead cut to four. 14 left. Underneath the Neal. On a quick three passes as they flipped it from Neal to Gardner to VA, and VA with a two-hand slam dunk, and he drew a foul as well. Good move underneath by VA. And Logan got the foul.
Wow, VA with 7 points very quickly here in the second half.
I was looking out there at the scoreboard waiting to see who got the foul. They had it for VA, but yet he was going to the line. And right at the last minute, they changed it, and he also made the free throw. Benson will come in, replaces him. 53-46, Hope. Nobody really in foul trouble. Two is the most. They got a couple guys, Olivet does, with three. Around the outside edge. Vonetta shot. No good. It's short. Rebound. Harrison Blackledge almost threw it away. Gardner picked it up. Gardner directs a little traffic. Union comes out, picks him up. Gardner sets up. Alley-oops it underneath Blackledge. His shot misses underneath. Rebound. Vonetta. Back to Union. Union kicks it back on the outside. Long three-pointer that misses by Vonetta. Edson quickly with a fast break. Rebound picked up by Blackledge. Put up and missed again. So we'll catch up a little bit. The foul's going to go against number 50. That's Kenny Logan. And it'll be Harrison Blackledge at the line. So Harrison with an opportunity to drop in a couple. First one is good. Corey McMahon comes in. Carlson's in. And Sam Otto in for the Flying Dutchman, along with Benson and Blackledge. Rayner in for the Comets. He's the seven-footer. Blackledge makes two from the line. 55-46 as Hope edges it back up. On the right side, Blake has his pass picked off. Otto ends up with the basketball. Underneath to Benson. Benson kicks it on the outside to Otto into the corner. Quick out by McMahon. To Otto, to McMahon. On top to Benson. Carlson, 14 on the shot clock. Right wing, McMahon. Underneath, and what do we have? Charging foul?
Yes.
So McMahon picks up the foul. That'll be his second. Ewing comes back in for Olivet. So Crum walks it up. He's the point guard now. Union's out. Crum on the weave. Leaves it for Ewing. Right corner. Vonetta, his shot just short. Rebound comes to McMahon, ahead to Carlson. Over to Otto, back to Carlson. Right side, McMahon underneath Benson. Benson, far corner. They kick it to McMahon. His shot for three, no good. Tip up in the air, and the big seven-footer reaches up, just catches the basketball. Bondena at the left wing, goes underneath, and Rayner has the world all to himself now at 7 foot, as he just turned and put it up and in.
That will be Brock Benson's third foul.
So Rayner. Got it.
Substitution.
That's 5 points for Rayner. Benson into Carlson. 11:45 left. 55-49. Hope to Benson. Left side McMahon. Back out in front to Carlson. Dotto for three. No. Misses it. Rebound comes to Crum. Blake hustles into the front court. Puts up a shot off the window. No good. Benson's there for the rebound. Rips it off. Gives it back to Carlson. Carlson on the right side to McMahon. Over to Benson. Around the horn they go to Otto. Otto looks on the baseline. Can't find anybody open. Back to Benson. Benson's on top now. The key. Underneath Blackledge. He works hard underneath. Has the ball stolen away by Vondetta. Little bounce pass underneath. Shot tip blocked by Benson as Rogers put that one up, and Benson knocked it away. Here come the Flying Dutchman. Otto underneath. Passes high, and Blackledge can't control it. So it goes back to the Comets as action, fast and furious, back and forth, up and down the court. Both teams want to run, but they have trouble getting the fast break. They're quick enough. A long three-pointer by Vondetta is no good, and a foul underneath.
And that will be the fourth on Brock Benson.
Union comes back in, as does VA. And in for the Comets is Haas back in. Gardner comes in. Grant Neal is back in. So the Comets will have it underneath their own basket. Alex Mayo gets it in. Shot put up and a foul. And I think it's going to go against Blackledge.
That'll be Harrison Blackledge's third foul.
At the line and dropping one through is Vondetta. As Byers comes in, replacing Blackledge. Second one, swish. 55-51, Comets back to within four, 10:31. Cross-court pass behind Byers as Gardner fired it across court, and it was just too far behind Byers for him to get two hands on it. So the Comets with a chance to cut the Hope lead. Union works to the left wing. Back on top to Crum. Long three-pointers way off the mark by Vondetta. Almost saved by the Comets, but Union couldn't quite get there, and so Hope will take over. Byers will inbound it to Gardner. And Gardner will walk it up. Hope with a four-point lead, 55-51 with 10 minutes to go. Gardner on the left side to the wing. Gets it inside. The VA back out in front for Neal for three. Got it! Grant Neal from the point. Big triple. 58-51. Hope and Gardner against Union, and I think the foul is going to go against Gardner. I think that's his third. And Jordan Union will be at the line for the Comets.
That foul put Olivet into the bonus, so he's shooting 1-1, and he missed it.
Now Union with 12 points for the Comets. Gardner with the basketball after the missed free throw. To McMahon at the right wing, back to Gardner. Gardner starts to drive, spins around, almost loses it. Out front to Neal. Back to Gardner. Gardner, the VA on the baseline. Back to Gardner. Gardner takes it, puts a shot up, blocked by Union. And Gardner hits the deck out there and starts pulling on his toe, which means that He probably got a cramp when he hit the court. That's his second. Seems to be all right as he bounced right back up.
That was an issue that Ben was having at the beginning of the season, was with cramps.
So Gardner will have the free ones. Got the first one. Edson comes back in for Hope. Ewing for the Comets.
That free throw made it 17 for Gardner for the game.
Second one for Ben is good. 60-51 as Carlson comes in replacing Gardner. As Jordan Union walks it up for the Comets, Coach Neal in calling out some instruction to his ball club out front. And nice big triple by Blake Grum. It's set up and drained the three. 60-54, Flying Dutchman on top, 9 minutes left. Underneath Edson, Edson turns, shoots. No good, tip, no good. Rebound by the Comets, out to Ewing. 3-on-2, Ewing takes it coast to coast, shot misses. Rebound comes down to Carlson. Ahead to Neal, Neal between two guys, drives and puts it up and in. That's 14 for Neal, his best ball game out here this season and perhaps his career. Union on the outside. Gives it up to Ewing. Underneath, Rondetta stolen away Byers. 2-on-1 break, Byers all the way. With the fake and took it himself, put it up and in. He faked like he was going to dish it off to Grant, and Neal was to his left, and the defender went to Neal, and as a result, he had an easy two. 64-54, Hope up by 10, 8-13.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. And as you were saying, it is a career high for Grant Neal. 14 points for Grant Neal and 6 rebounds. Good solid performance from Grant Neal. We don't usually see him shooting the ball as much, but today he has been shooting the ball, and he's been doing a very decent job. He's 5 for 10 from the field, 2 for 3 from three-point land, and he's perfect from the free throw line, Ron, and he's giving the Flying Dutchman some well-needed points this afternoon.
As you and I talked about earlier this season, talking about Grant, and Grant was a good three-point shooter in high school, but he had to have an open look, and he had not been shooting many here on the college level. He was driving more and rebounding, putting back shots and things like this, but not taking the three. But the three seemed to open up for him, and so he started taking them, hit a couple of them today.
And he's doing a very good, solid job taking scoring for the Flying Dutchman. And him and Ben Gardner are the only two Flying Dutchmen in double figures right now, but a lot of people have a lot of points around the board, as Van Arendock has 8, Edson has 7, and Brock Benson has 8, and Corey McMahon has 4. So there's points all the way around for the Flying Dutchmen here today, and they have opened up the lead back up to 10 points with 8:13 left here in the ball game.
Rayner comes back in, the 7-footer against Van Arendock. So Union on the outside works his way to the right wing. Gets it back out to Crum. Underneath they go to the big man. His turnaround shot, no good. Edson picks it up. Slows it down to Carlson, over to Neal. In the right wing to Stivey. Back out Carlson at the point. Left side Stivey for three. No, no good. Rebound comes to Crum. Crum. To the point, starts his move on the left side, switches around, goes right, down to the baseline, pulls up short, kicks it back on the outside. Rondetta, right back to Crum. Crum puts a shot, fadeaway shot in the lane, and the ball comes down to Edson. Edson, double team, gets it ahead to Carlson, 3-on-3. Carlson, right side Stivey, his shot over the glass on the left side. Belongs to the Comets. Comets quickly on the attack. Union puts it up. VA is there for the rebound. Long pass up to the front court. Edson puts it up. And timing not there. He tried to set Stivey. with the high alley-oop pass above the rim, and Stivey tried to slam dunk it, but the pass was a little bit off. They got to work on that one a little bit more. Rayner with the move in the middle, and VA is going to pick up the foul. And Adam Rendner is going to be at the line.
It's very rare that Van Arendonk faces off against somebody that has a height advantage on him, and Rayner on that one had just a little bit more arc on his shot than VA had length in arms.
So Adam will put it up, and it's off the front of the iron. Ewing comes back in. Going to replace Blake. He'll have the second. And this one's good. So Stivey at the far end. Gives it to Carlson. Carlson works his way to the right side. To Neal. Back to Carlson. Carlson left wing. Edson. Edson baseline. Kicks it back out. And a foul underneath. I think it's going to go against Alex Mayo. So the ball's going to the Flying Dutchman. Stivey will inbound it. As he has to go way outside, gets it to Edson. Edson guarded closely, can't get away from the defender. To Carlson, back to Edson. Now he's open. He'll put up the three off the mark. VA with the rebound, knocked out of his hands. Loose ball in the court. Stivey goes after it. Gets away from everybody and picked up by Jordan Union. Union fires one to Ewing. Ewing, spin 360. Good. Nice 360 move on the inside for Ewing for two. 64-57. Hope with the basketball. Edson to the point. Cross court to Neal. Back to Carlson. To Neal. Over to Edson. Edson at the right wing. Drives baseline. Puts up the shot. And he is fouled as he goes underneath. And the foul is going to go against Mayo. It'll send Edson to the line. As Rayner gets ready to check back in for the Comets. Edson for the free one. Misses off the left side. And Alex will have the second. Second one is good. So Edson picks up an extra point, has 8 points now for the Flying Dutchman. Union, Gardner on him. Goes to the right wing, keeps his dribble alive, gets it out on top to Ewing. They go in the left corner. Devon Detta and a foul. And Stivey, I think, is going to get the foul. And that'll send Vendetta to the line for the Comets. 10 fouls now against the Flying Dutchman, so he's going to have two. First one is good. Blake Krung comes back in. It's number 10, Blake Krung. 65-58, Hope with the lead. 5:25 left. Second one off the rim, no good. Rebound, VA. Gardner takes his time coming up for the Flying Dutchman. Gets it to Neal. Neal back to Gardner. And Gardner almost is tripped up. Into the corner, Stivey for three. No good. Grant Neal was there, but Rayner just went up and knocked the ball right out of his hands. 7 foot looks big out there when he's standing next to Grant. And, you know, Grant's only 6'3". The VA. Back to Gardner. Over to Neal at the left wing. He takes it into the hole. Has a shot blocked by the 7-footer. Picked up by the Comets. Ewing leaves it off for Crum. Crum takes it in the left corner, fires underneath to Rayner. Rayner against Van Arendonk and got the underhand move. And Van Arendonk came down across his arm with that arm and picked up the foul. That's only his second one. As Benson will get ready to come back in. And Rayner has this one roll around and bounce around and drop in. So Rayner with a second free one. Rayner has 6 points for the Comets. And the second one is good. 65-60, the Comets back within five with 4:43 left. Gardner to Stivey, back to Neal. Neal takes it all the way around the left wing. Gives it to Edson. Edson dives underneath, puts up the shot, no good. And looks like we're going to get a blocking foul underneath by Vondetta. And that'll put Edson at the line. Van Arendonk getting ready to come back in for the Flying Dutchman. Edson's second free one is good. As Van Arendonk in for Benson. Ewing getting some instruction on the sideline from Chris Coles. Edson, the second of the free ones. This one bounds off the back, goes high into the air, and drops straight through. 67-60. Hope up by seven. 4:25 left. Union on the outside. Keeps his dribble alive. Gets it out to Crum. Crum working against Neal. Gets to the left wing. Puts up a three. No good. Rebound. VA. Back to Gardner. Gardner slows it down. 4 minutes on the clock. 67-60. Hope on top. A alley-oop to pass underneath the VA. Back to Edson. Edson underneath. Puts a shot up. No good. VA tried to tip it, but the Comets come down with the basketball. And Gardner cuts in front of the man as he takes a shot, reaches in, and gets his third foul. Oh, fourth one.
Keeping an eye on the bench to see if they'll bring in Carlson or if they'll just leave Gardner out there for the final 3:46 and hope that he doesn't pick up his fifth.
Benson getting ready to come back in. Free one is good. And Benson comes in for Van Arendonk. Comets make a switch. R.J. Haas is in against Benson. Haas is quicker. Not nearly as big. And second one by Ewing is no good. Benson with the rebound. Gardner walks it up for the Flying Dutchman. Around the right side. Takes it all the way to the hole. Gets mixed up underneath. Puts a shot up. No good. Tipped by Benson. No good. Rebound. Haas quickly, two-on-one break. Here comes Blake, feeds it off to Vondetta. That one slammed up against the glass by Edson and just held underneath as Edson blocked that shot and just held it against the glass as he was 3 foot in the air.
And number three, Rogers.
Rogers comes in for the Comets. Hope's going to get the basketball. And it'll be Carlson coming in for Gardner. ...67-61. Hope for the lead. 3:24 left in the ball game. Carlson at the point. Starts around the right side. Leaves it for Neal. Neal gets a screen. Back to Stivey. Stivey hard. Has a shot blocked underneath. Rebound picked up by Rogers. Rogers ahead to Blake. Stolen by Carlson. Carlson just slipped and stole it. Got it ahead to Neal. He puts it up. Misses. Picked up and in by Stivey, I believe. Either Stivey or Benson. Looks like Stivey. On the right wing. Driving for the hole. It was Union. Misses a shot. Rebound. Comes to Edson. Edson kicks it outside to Carlson, and they'll slow it down. 2:38 on the clock, 69-61. And a timeout called by Coach Neal as he has 2:35 on the clock with his ball club leading by 8, 69-61.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods for natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game. Go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Great performance by Alex Edson. That block shot just adds on to his stat sheet for today. He has 10 points and 10 rebounds, a double-double for Alex Edson, and he also has three assists. So Alex Edson having a pretty good performance this afternoon. Quite a few Flying Dutchmen having a nice day. So you got to give Ben Gardner a lot of credit. He has 18 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. And then Grant Neal, who has set a career high in scoring with 14 points, he also has 6 rebounds. The Flying Dutchman doing it on the boards today. One of the big reasons why they have this 69-61 lead, they are completely dominating the boards. 49 rebounds for the Flying Dutchman compared to 34 for Olivet. So when you're grabbing that many rebounds, you're really doing your job. And the Flying Dutchman really doing it today. A lot of people with a lot of rebounds.
Well, Edson very aggressive underneath the boards and pulling down his share of rebounds. And Grant Neal helping him out. The big guys have their share, but they really aren't dominating the boards underneath.
Well, yeah, 6 rebounds for Van Arendock. Brock Benson has 5, and Stivey only has 5 as well. So, but you got Alex Edson, leading rebounder, and he's one of the backcourt guys.
In pass to Carlson. Carlson works against Union. Leaves it for Neal. Neal out front. Edson. Edson underneath to Benson, and Benson is fouled. As the foul goes against Logan, I think. Nope, 42. It's Haas in there now. And Rayner will come back in. Rayner, by far the tallest guy out there right now, is he can control Benson.
Van Arendock about to check back in for the Flying Dutchman.
And this one's good. Yeah, they like to get the two big guys matching up with them. One is, like Rayner, 7 foot, and VA is 6'10".
That's 9 now for Brock Benson.
Now let's hit the 10, and he did. Back to a 10-point lead for the Flying Dutchman with 2.25 left in the ball game. Jordan Union with the basketball. Works his way to the right side. Gets it back out in front to Crum. To Vondetta. Vondetta takes Stivey all around the edge. And Stivey is going to get the foul. Crowd didn't like it, but there's nothing wrong with the call out there. As, he had his hands up in the air. Didn't touch him with his hands. But he was working him with the body on the drive. Free throw by Vondetta is good. Benson will come back into the ball game for Hope.
Doing a little bit of offense defense for the substitutions between Brock Benson and Nate Van Arendock.
Mayo comes back in for Olivet. Second one hits the back of the iron. No good. Gardner gets a rebound. Gardner takes his time. We're at the 2-minute mark. Works his way left. Takes it to the wing. Leaves it for Edson. Fires it underneath Stivey. His shot. No. Rebound to Union. Union all the way, coast to coast. Cut off by Benson. Leaves it back on the outside. They tried to feed the big man underneath. Can't get it to him. Ball picked up as it's batted around on the outside. Vondetta. Underneath they go. to Rayner. And traveling is a call on Rayner. 1:29 on the clock, 71-62. Hope up by nine as Olivet would like a little press. Coach Coles wants people up there, and Union comes up, reaches in with Gardner, and fouls him. And Aaron Dock and Carlson will both come back into the ball game. Gardner will have to make his free throws in order for Carlson to make it in. Gardner has a hit front of the iron, no good. Woodson in, along with Haas for the Comets. So Gardner back at the line for the second of the pair. And this one's off the front of the iron. No good. Stivey had the rebound. Batted around. And who's it going to belong to? It's going to belong to the Comets, I believe. So with 1:21 left, Comets have the basketball, trailing 71-62. As Union goes around the right wing, gives it to Woodson. Back out. Crum for three. Got it. And a timeout quickly by Chris Coles as it's 71-65. 1:08 showing on the clock. Benson will come back in for the Flying Dutchman. And Alex Mayo will return for the Comets.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. The reason why this crowd is so quiet is because with 1:08 left, it's only a six-point lead. Plenty of time for Olivet to get back into this ball game and tie it up or even take the lead. We saw the same thing happen at Calvin, a few missed free throws and Calvin going on a little bit of a run, but the Flying Dutchman eventually did hit some free throws that were very clutch towards the end, and it looks like they're going to have to do that again here this afternoon, Ron.
Flying Dutchman have had to work hard this afternoon to take this one if they had to win it. And it looks like they might be able to do it with 1:08 left on the clock if they can take some time off that clock.
Well, I think this is going to be the way it is for the entire season. We talked about this on Wednesday, that how even the conference is, and that nobody is going to get a given victory anymore, and you're going to have to earn every single victory in the MIAA conference for the men this season.
So it'll be the Flying Dutchman, I believe, with the basketball. Grant Neal will inbound it. And the Comets put on full court pressure as we expected. As Neal tries to get it in, finally finds Benson. Benson ahead to Edson. He's open. Underneath, puts it up. And just as he released that ball, coming through was Alex Mayo. And he tipped it. Fouled Edson. So Edson will step to the line for the Flying Dutchman with 1:04 on the clock. Take same swish. VA comes back in for Hope. RJ Haas for the Comets. Second one, good. So Edson drops in a pair. 73-65. Hope. Jordan Union. To the right wing, leaves it for Crum. And the ball is tipped by Edson off Crum's leg. And out of bounds, and it's going to belong to the Flying Dutchman. So ball loose, picked up by Crum. Back out. Rondetta shot for three is good. 73-68, full court pressure. And the foul's going to go against number 10, and that's Blake Crum. I think Edson's going to be the one shooting it.
And Edson really isn't the one that they want to be fouling right now, because Edson's doing a decent job at the free throw line this afternoon. He's 8 for 10 from the line.
They can't be fussy right now at this point in the ball game. 73-68, Hope on top, 48 seconds left. As Edson puts this one in. B.A. comes back in for Hope. Second one by Edson. Yes. So Edson puts in a couple more key free throws for Hope. 75-68. Union to the right wing. Drives into the paint. Spins around. Leaves it for Vondetta. Ooh, his three-pointer misses. High into the air with Grant Neal. And he is fouled by Crum. Grant had to go way up for that one and paid the price as he got swatted across the face.
And Grant's tough, and he's not even acting like he got it nailed at all. He's more focused on going to the line and icing this ball game for the Flying Dutchman.
So he sets his feet, takes his time. Duke crew quiets down, and the first one is good.
Neal adds on to his career high of 15 points now.
I'm sure there were free throw shooting contests between Logan and Grant in their younger years.
And Logan is in the house this afternoon to see his brother play.
77-68, Hope on top, a little weave. Crum with the three, no. Rebound, Stivey pulls it down, and he'll step to the line as Union reached in, tried to steal the ball. And that'll be four on him. So Stivey will have two of them. Hope down the stretch have been doing well with their free throw shooting right at the end of the ball game as Gardner put in a couple, Edson a few, and then we have Logan putting in a two, and Stivey keeps it going.
You mean Grant.
Grant. Talking about both of them.
Stivey hit some key free throws in that Calvin game to ice that ball game, and looks like he's about to do that again here this afternoon.
And Stivey puts in two. 79-68, Hope with the lead. Union with the basketball. It's all over but the shouting now as Union takes an easy layup underneath. Edson gets it into Carlson, over to Neal. And hustling down is Crum. They're not calling it. Now they will. So Grant will go back to the line. 12 seconds, 79-70. Hope up by 9. Grant could increase it to 11 with those 12 seconds as Campbell gets ready to come in for Hope. Takes his time. Nobody on the line for the Flying Dutchman. And he's got this one. So I think about everybody got into the ball game for the Flying Dutchman this afternoon. If you're looking for Brushweiler, he played with the JVs today. He is dressed. Grant missed the second free one. 80-70, Hope on top. Underneath, nice high pass, and R.J. Haas is able to put it in. Clock runs out, and Hope College picks up the win as they defeat the Comets here this afternoon by a score of 80-72, and they keep a spot tied for first place in the MIAA.
It's time for the Crown Motors postgame show, but first let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and the Crown Motors postgame show, where the Hope College Flying Dutchmen have defeated Olivet here at the DeVos Fieldhouse 80-72. here on this wonderful Saturday afternoon. Let's take a look at team statistics first for the visiting Olivet Comets. They actually shot better from the field than Hope College did in this game. They shot 40% from the field, 27-67. They were 7 of 23 from three-point land for 30.4%. They only shot 64% from the free throw line as they went 11 for 17. They had 37 rebounds, 6 offensive, 31 defensive. And they turned over the ball 13 times. Team statistics for the Flying Dutchman of Hope College, they only shot 37.5% from the field, 24 of 64. They only made 2 3-pointers, each of those made by Grant Neal. So they went 2 of 16 from three-point land for 12.5%. The Flying Dutchman pretty much won the game from the free throw line, though. They shot 81% from the free throw line, 30 of 37. A very solid effort from the free throw line for the Flying Dutchman. And they also held the command on the rebounds with 52 rebounds. Compared to Olivet's 37, they had 13 offensive and 39 defensive rebounds. And, of course, with that over 75% free throw shooting in this ball game, the Flying Dutchman got the $75 from Lawrence and Vanderswart, who reward the Flying Dutchman every time they shoot over 75% from the free throw line here at the DeVos Fieldhouse. Lawrence and Vanderswart donates $75 to the Athletes Coming Together Student Athletic Advisory Committee, a group dedicated to the promotion of unity, camaraderie, communication, and common purpose among all Hope student athletes. So that's a main thing for here. Anytime that the Flying Dutch or Flying Dutchman shoot over 75% from the free throw line here at the DeVos Fieldhouse. Taking a look at individual statistics first here for Olivet College. They were led in scoring by DJ Vaudette, who came off the bench and had 15 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 assists. Blake Crum had 13 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist. Jordan Union had 14 points, 5 boards, and 6 assists. RJ Haas had 9 points and 4 rebounds. Eddie Rogers had 2 points and 1 rebound. Eric Ewing had 7 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 assist. Adam Rayner came off the bench and had 8 points and 3 rebounds. And Kenny Logan had 4 points coming off the bench. For the Flying Dutchman of Hope College, a solid effort from a few different people. Ben Gardner had 18 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists. Alex Edson had 14 points, 10 rebounds, and 3 assists. And Grant Neal set an individual high for a game for scoring with 17 points along with 7 rebounds. Corey Stivey had 5 points and 6 rebounds in his first collegiate start. And Nate Van Arendock had 8 points and 6 rebounds, all of that coming in the second half. Also for the Flying Dutchman getting in the scoring column was Caleb Byers, who had 2 points and 1 rebound. Harrison Blackledge, who had 2 points and 2 rebounds. Brock Benson, who had 10 points, 5 rebounds, and 1 assist. And Corey McMahon, who had 4 points and 2 rebounds. Ron, I see that you had the red pen out and the blue pen. Now let's see what you had with the individual statistics here in this ball game.
Well, Alex Edson had 10 for 12 from the free throw line, and picked up 10 rebounds, 14 points, so a double-double for Alex Edson tonight. And also what I got circled out here was free throws, because Hope College shot 37 free throws to 17 compared with the Comets. So Hope shooting a lot more free throws than did the Comets for their points.
And we are now being joined by Coach Davilar. Congratulations on the victory, Coach.
Yeah, thank you very much. Our guys worked hard today, and we're rewarded with a good win here at home against Olivet. You know, it's in our league, I don't think now, from what I've seen, are going to be any easy games, and this certainly was not an easily earned victory today, but we went out there and did a lot of good things, and it added up to a victory.
You did.
And we'll never complain about that.
You guys did a very good job at the free throw line today. You shot a very high percentage, and you made the free throws when you needed to.
We shot a lot of free throws, and we shot them well. That's a good combination. Now, something that hasn't happened this year, I think in the first half. We were in the double bonus before they were in the bonus situation, and that really has not happened well. So it was good. I thought our guys, you know, we didn't shoot it well again, but they attacked the offensive glass, Cody Stivey and Grant Neal especially early, and got them a little foul trouble, got us to the free throw line, and we capitalized on that and, you know, did enough things well offensively besides not shooting the three, but other than that, and defensively, I thought we were really good the first half. Got a little lax to start the second half. First 10, 12 minutes of the second half, we were just kind of trading baskets with them, and then we finally got some stops again down the stretch to win the game.
Grant Neal had a solid performance. He not usually a scorer, but Grant Neal came through in a big way this afternoon.
Grant Neal was huge. His rebounding I talked about. Yes, he knocked down our two threes. How about that? You could have won a lot of money on that in the pool, I'm sure. You know, and got to the free throw line, knocked those down. You know, that was a key thing for us in the game. Get four guys I count in double figures, Brock off the bench, Benny Gardner, Alex Hudson. So, you know, Alex is 10 rebounds, too, double-double for him. So a lot of good performances here today. And, it wasn't easy. We ended up with, you know, Benny Gardner was cramping up at the end. Baron Dunks has been battling a bad back the last 24 hours. Benson took a pretty good bruise to his elbow and his shooting hand and et cetera, et cetera. So Cody had a cut. So it was kind of a mash unit towards the end trying to keep guys out on the floor. But our training staff led by Tim Caberna did a great job, and it was a good win, a good team victory here today.
Did you think that this game was going to be as physical as it turned out to be?
You know, probably not, to be honest with you. I thought it would be more an up-and-down flow kind of game, but neither team shot the ball well. You know, we shot 40%, they shot 37. And so, well, the ball's not going in the basket. That can lead to some ugly things sometimes. But it also can lead to some good things. You know, we dominated the boards, which we should against this team, and that was as big a key as I can see in the basketball game today.
So there was a lot more positives coming out of this game than any kind of negatives then.
Well, absolutely true. I struggled to find any positives the other night, and, you know, today is a big win, a big bounce-back win. But our league's going to be like this. I'm convinced now, as I said a moment ago, you know, there's not going to be any easy games for us, especially we go on the road, play Alma, a team that plays similar to Olivet on the road, and they'll probably shoot it better in their own gym, so we got to be prepared for that. You got to be prepared every night out because it's a battle. There are four teams, I think, tied for first place going into today, and we'll see what happens. But, you know, we just want to maintain our position, and by doing that, you got to keep winning ball games.
Well, congratulations, Coach, on this victory, and we look forward to seeing you on Wednesday evening.
We'll look forward to it, guys. Safe travels. Talk to you Wednesday night.
Thank you. That was Coach Tom Davilar after a solid victory for the Hope College Flying Dutchman as they defeat Olivet College here at the DeVos Fieldhouse on this Saturday afternoon. And I see that Ron is pointing out the score sheet. We got a second score sheet that came back to us. Wow, this must be a second half statistics only, because I was about to say, man, I thought we had a lot more bench scoring in the first half. And in the second half, Olivet's bench outscored Hope's bench 13-6. So if you add them up together, you know, you get 18 bench points for the Flying Dutchman and 21 point bench points for Olivet. So interesting, there was actually lead changes in the first half, but the Flying Dutchman held the lead the entire second half. So an interesting view of that. We have scores from around the league as well. Let's see if I can find that. Here we go. We have a couple of different finals for the men. Calvin was able to hold on and defeat Kalamazoo. That game was kind of a back-and-forth game, but Calvin ended up pulling away. They won 90-72 over Kalamazoo. That was down in Kalamazoo. And Albion, the final score was 70-56, but that game was never in doubt as Albion jumped out to a 40-13 lead in the first half. So it was a 70-56 win for them. Here, Hope College defeats Olivet 80-72. So the standings as of right now in league play, the Flying Dutchman's record goes to 3-1. Calvin's record goes to 3-1. And Albion's record goes to 3-1. Kalamazoo falls to 1-3. And Adrian falls to 0-4. Olivet falls to 1-2 after this game, and there is one more game to be played later on this evening as Tryon travels to Alma. That game will take place at 7 o'clock. So it doesn't look like anything's going to be solved at the top of the MIAA standings for the men, because it looks like there's a good possibility that the top four teams will all be at 3-1 after this evening. So Wednesday's games coming up are going to kind of mean quite a bit, Ron, because Hope will travel to Alma, Trine will travel to Calvin, and Kalamazoo goes to Adrian, and Albion goes to Olivet.
Well, Coach Neal says we got to play like it's a championship ball game, every ball game, and I think that's going to be true, because every ball game I look for to be close, and so far that's the way it's proven. And Alma, up at Alma, is going to be no surprise on Wednesday, because they play good, tough basketball up there, and we have problems beating them on their court. We usually do, but we have to work for it in order to get the victory up there.
The Flying Dutchmen always play well at home. That's just the way it is. They haven't lost a game here in 2 years. And even though they had to work really hard to win this game, they always have the advantage here. You always have a very large crowd. Tonight we had almost 3,000 fans here. So that being said, they've also had their issues on the road. And you go to any of these road venues, you're going to get some fired-up teams. And we've said this time after time. Every single team in this conference wants to get the notch and say, we've knocked off Hope, because Hope is always the team that has a target right on their chest.
Hope and Calvin, yep. And that's natural out there. They've dominated the league. Albion used to be right up with the big boys, but they've slacked off a little bit. But this year it looks like you're going to have to be careful with them, because they're going to jump up and beat some people.
And they have, and 3-1, a lot of teams at 3-1 to start off, and it's... I don't think anybody really saw this happening. You know, every year when the preseason coaches' polls come out, it's always, you know, Hope and Calvin, and you kind of figure that somebody else might come in there and be the number three dog or number four dog. But right now, everybody, it looks very even. We've seen a few games between some of the teams around here, and everything looks very, very even between them.
Well, at the beginning of the season, if I would have had my picks out there, I would have said the same thing. I would have said Hope and Calvin up on top, and everybody else beating everybody else, and for those spots on down from that. But, you know, everybody's worked their way up into the top echelon this year.
Graduations from last year, it's amazing. We look at these teams, and all these teams are very young. A lot of sophomores, a lot of juniors, and some of these teams even have freshmen starting. We see another squad that have a couple freshmen that got some serious playing time today.
Well, the Comets had 11 freshmen on this ball club, but... saw action today, most of them, and that's a big number when you carry 15 kids and you got 11 freshmen out there. That doesn't give you many guys that are upper class.
Well, you got to take your hats off to Olivet. They never gave up in this game, and they played a really good game and gave Hope everything that they could have handled here this afternoon. Well, Ron, I know you've gotten a chance to look at the stat sheet. Who do you think should be the player of the game for this afternoon's ball game?
Well, I thought Alex Edson did a nice job. He really worked hard. He knew that he was disappointed over his performance on Wednesday night, and he knew that he had to play a good ball game today. He did, and picked up 14 points, had a double-double, 10 for 12 from the line. But I think tonight I'm going to have to go with Grant Neal. Neal had his best game so far in a varsity uniform for the Flying Dutchman with 17 points, and that's been his high throughout his career here at Hope College, and did a nice job. So having the opportunity, I'm going to go with Grant Neal as our player of the game today.
Well, the La Persona Salon and Spa player of the game is Grant Neal, presented by La Persona Salon and Spa, across from Dutton Park, your complete image destination for hair, nails, massage, and clothing alterations. The official attendance for this afternoon's ball game is 2,897, and is presented by Simpatico Coffee, the exclusive coffee provider for Hope College. Visit their new coffee joint at 714 Michigan Avenue, or have a cup of Simpatico Coffee at the game. Hope's record improves to 9-6. They are 3-1, and on top of a logjam on top of the MIAA conference. Olivet's record falls to 3-11. They are now 1-2 in the conference. This is Adam Prince speaking for Ron Weatherby, thanking everyone at Hope College, especially Alan Babbitt. Also, special thanks to Holly Rose at the station for keeping us on the air. Finally, thank you for joining us this afternoon. We invite you to join me and Ron at 92.7 The Van Wednesday night as the Hope College Flying Dutchman travel to Alma. Tip-off is at 7:30 with the Barber Ford pregame show starting at 7:10. Once again, the final score, Hope College 80, Olivet 72. Have an unbelievable evening, everyone.